If you have to identify a certain group, you might say, no, it wasn't these boys, it was...
some other group or the other group?
Well, say you have two groups of boys.
The other group.
Well, can you use a word like these? It wasn't these boys, it was...
that group?
Or them boys, or those boys, or...
I wouldn't say that, no.
Would you say those boys? It wasn't these boys, it was those boys?
No, if you could pad two groups together, there, or somebody doing something.
Uh-huh.
You know, they say, well, this group didn't do it, but this other one did over there, you'd be referring to them as a group.
That's true. Okay. Okay. If a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about. But life sure is hard on a man...
that doesn't have it?
Yeah. Or a man that's...
broke.
Or poor.
Poor.
Okay.
Get down in my class now.
Hardly. If you have a lot of peach trees, then you have a...
an orchard.
All right. If you might ask somebody if it's his orchard, and he says, no, I'm just a neighbor. And pointing to someone else, he'll say, he's the man
that owns the orchard.
Okay. You might say, when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy.
Father was rich.
Okay. What do you call the part inside a cherry that you don't eat?
The part of a cherry?
Uh-huh.
Well, some people call it the pith, but we always call it the seed.
Okay. How about the inside of a peach?
Well, peach seed.
Okay. There are two kinds of peaches. Do you know what they are?
There's more than two kinds.
Oh, sorry. Well, tell me all the kinds that you know of then.
Oh, Lord, now, it's kind of hard to do that. You take your little, when I was a kid coming up, we had a little small peach about that big, what we called freestone.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, that was a clear seeded peach. When it get ripe, you could go out there and just take it and burst it open and lift the peach out. All right, then you've got two or three different kinds of old big nice peaches, the Alberta, the Hale Haven, and several different other kinds, which what we call was a plum peach, or a clean. Well, that's when the meat hung to the seed.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you couldn't burst them open, you had to take a knife and cut those. All right, then you had one that was, we called it back then, which was an Indian peach. It was kind of red on the inside, and it was really good for pickling, to make pickle peaches out of. And it was a big, large peach.
Was it a cling peach, too?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Now, those weren't very good for eating, though, just for pickling?
Well, you could eat them, yeah.
Oh.
But they were a harder, a firmer peach. And to make a pickle, you know, you had to cook them.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And they would hold better and wouldn't fall off of the seed, you see, if you overcooked them a little bit. That's when they made better pickles than the rest of them.
Now, which do you like better, freestone or clean peach?
I like freestone because they're easier to handle.
Yeah, true. Now, did you raise peaches?
Oh, yeah. I got a big peach tree out here in the back now.
You did? Which kind?
Well, this one is, I don't know. I'll tell you how I got that peach. Before I retired.
Now, when did you retire? How long ago?
In 1964.
Okay.
This boy was eating a peach, and it was about this big long, big around. It was about the biggest peach I ever did see.
Now, how big is that?
Well, that's about the size of a big orange.
Okay.
And,